Let's start with the Western Capital Gateway Plan. What exactly is that plan? What are you trying to accomplish with it?
Yeah, I guess it was initiated by the city. Obviously, there's a lot of interest in downtown Dover through Restoring Central Dover, which was an initiative that started in 2013. And through the Downtown Development District, there's a lot of interest, and from a public and a private perspective, to try to revitalize the downtown of Dover. This is also a state initiative as well. I mean, there's a lot of interest from the governor on down, from that perspective, from a policy perspective. So we're trying to build on some of those initiatives that have already been done. And this specific study, this specific planning study, is to look at Division Street and Forest Street, essentially to provide a Western gateway. As you come in from the west, for instance, there's not really anything that defines that you're in Dover or that you're entering a downtown, for instance. So I think that's what we're trying to promote here and provide.
And that's an area that does have a lot of possibilities for development. Is it fair to say that with this plan, you're kind of hoping to get ahead of the development of the area so that the plan defines the development rather than the other way around?
That would be ideal, honestly. Yeah, I think we're trying to have, like, if a private developer were to come in, I mean, as you mentioned, there's some interest in this area. So if a private developer were to come in, we'd at least have a vision or a theme, to say, hey, we would like, the buildings closer to the road, for instance, or this type of landscaping, or just to be consistent with what the overall vision is.
And that's a lot of what this is to talk about streetscaping, landscaping, just kind of what the look and feel of this particular area you would like to be.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we don't, it's, I mean, essentially a blank slate at this point from our perspective and from the city's perspective in terms of what we actually want it to look like. So I think we want to hear from the public and hear from the property owners and the business owners that live there that, what do they want to see it look like? But obviously, we would, I think the overall principal goal is to enhance the aesthetics. You're right.
And I guess why is that important? Why is it important to have people kind of that sense as they're coming down Division Street, for instance, that they know, okay, I'm in Dover and I'm heading into the downtown?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just a sense of place. I think we've heard that through some interviews that we've done with people that live there, in preparation for our public meetings, that, it would be ideal to provide that or provide something that says we are in a different place. This is a place that I want to be, and it's a place I want to live, work, and play. Kind of that type of theme.
And the public input part of this is in large part. So next week, the Division Street Design Week meetings that you're holding. I guess what do you hope to get from that piece of the public engagement on this project?
Yeah, I guess it'll be November 16th, 17th, and 19th. It's what's called a charrette. So it's essentially a condensed public planning process, public meetings that are very hands-on. They're literally magic marker sessions for the public, with maps. And I guess we just want to see this, from the people that live there, what do they want to see? That's very basic, of course, but, we need some ideas. Do they see, not even transportation related, but do they see a need for a playground or a ballpark or just not really a ballpark, but just a place for kids to have a football catch, for instance?
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of aesthetics, do they see a need for pedestrian scale lighting, things like that? So these are just examples, of course. This is not set in stone, but we definitely want to hear what the public has to say.
Have you gotten some initial feedback from the public? Maybe that's kind of like a baseline for what you expect to hear and be talking about next week?
Yeah, we've had, I'd say, at least 15 interviews with residents and with stakeholders and agency people throughout the region, throughout the city, I should say. I think one theme is people are interested in a gateway. I think they see the need for some type of feature, or some type of special gateway treatment, I guess, if you will, where, kind of splits off at Forest Street and Division Street. So I think that's one overlying theme that, we would like to hear from the public, too. What do you want the gateway to look like? We've definitely heard about aesthetics, of course, in particular Forest Street. I mean, I think a lot of people see, the streetscape that's on Lockerman Street now, they would like to see that extended to the west. So I think that's something definitely as well.
You mentioned at the beginning, I mean, this is all kind of part of these larger plans that are trying to kind of be interconnected, whether it be the downtown development districts, Restoring Central Dover plan, things like that.
Sure.
How important is that to kind of have all these things working in concert with each other to create what you would hope would be, you know, an end product that, that really works for downtown Dover?
I guess it helps in terms of the coordination, for instance. I mean, it's a lot of the same partners. I mean, NCAL, for instance, is very involved in our study now. I mean, they have a lot of outreach that they've done, you know, through their past efforts as well. So that's a huge help, huge asset for this particular study to gain outreach. Of course, DLDOT, from an agency perspective, has been very involved. You know, so I think that continuity definitely helps, and that kind of sets the guiding principles, I think, too. You know, from restoring Central Dover, it was kind of a more macro level, you know, 10,000 foot level. I think we're trying to hone in into specific corridors and get very specific, you know, as a result of this study.
How critical do you think these projects are at this particular juncture? I mean, obviously, so many headlines people see about Dover right now involve crime.
Right.
Is one way to combat that issue to create this downtown that's more vibrant, that's more welcoming, that gives people, as you mentioned earlier, kind of that sense of place?
Yeah, it is. I think there's been numerous studies and you know, throughout the country of this happening, this being a success. You know, when you actually revitalize a downtown and make it somewhere where people want to go at night, you know, you have your businesses and you have activity, and you know, I think it hopefully deters some of that element, no doubt. And I think that's the city, you know, from their leaders on down. I think that's one thing that they're very interested in this particular study, to have that effect.
And I imagine the other hurdle here is basic patience. I mean, coming out of an economic downturn, growth still slow. These are the type of plans that just don't happen overnight, right?
That's very correct. Yeah, it is.
So how important is that patience and kind of in making sure that people understand that even though they're part of the process, you want to bring them in next week to be part of the process, that it's going to take some time from that moment where they're sitting there with the markers you mentioned,
yeah,
and actually seeing something happen and growing in that spot you're talking about.
Yeah, I think a good example of that would be in 2011, I believe it was, the Dover Transit Neighborhood Center plan that, you know, was completed. And then there's been some fruitful things that have actually come out of that. North Street is an example, the North Street streetscape, the transit center itself, obviously. There's some other, you know, pocket parks that have been developed, I think, at Governors and what street is that? Water?
Yep.
North and Governors. So those, you know, and even purchases of buildings have come out of that. So I think that study kind of set, you know, and that was, it just happened over a relatively short amount of time. I mean, 4-year period or so. And the state, you know, gave the city or provided the city with $3 million, you know, to do a lot of that work. So I think to answer your question, it basically takes a champion, though, too. You have to maintain that continuity. And I think the city is very behind that, and I think the MPO as well. And, you know, we could hopefully provide that champion that it needs.
And those things that you're talking about, I mean, do you feel like they kind of give a sense of optimism that this is all headed in the right direction? That we have seen some of these initial things that have been accomplished. And obviously the downtown development districts, that's been an influx of money that's already, you know, leveraged some different things downtown already. Do you feel like there is that, at least some momentum building here?
There is. There definitely is. Yeah, I think there's a lot of interest, even in the next round of the downtown development district funding. I know they're trying to promote that on a residential scale this time as opposed to commercial. So they're hoping to get some of that smaller investors, I guess, you know, to improve properties and things like that. And that obviously will go a long way as well. You know, if you improve some of the dilapidated properties, you know, through public funding.
Anything else you want people to know heading into the Design Week meetings?
No, we're you know, very welcoming of participation, without a doubt. That this is, like I said, a grassroots effort. We don't have anything that's kind of preconceived at this point. You know, we know what the general guiding principles are, but I think we would really like for residents to come out and kind of support this effort.
Are you often surprised by some of the ideas people bring to meetings like this?
Oh, that's a good question. Sir, I think there's some ideas sometimes, sure, that you don't expect, but it's good. You know, if they live there, they know it better than I do as a government person. So I think we welcome that input.